It's a Thursday afternoon. This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Be sure to visit our website at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.org. We're now joined by Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago to take a look at the forecast right here in the Midwest. I think I want to start because we do have some rainfall, sleet, snow, but enough, I think, that it may cause some problems across the nation. Can you give me some insight?
Well, we do have a rain system that's moving across the eastern U.S., and that'll produce some heavy snowfall in parts of the northeast. But this system is pretty much east of the Corn Belt at the moment, and it's not going to become much of an event for us anymore. We do have another system that moves through on Sunday across the northern Corn Belt, and that will dump a little bit of snow on South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then northern areas of Illinois and Iowa, but not too big of an event, just a relatively small snow system. The more important thing that comes up is taking place about a week from now. We'll see a fairly large system move through over the course of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's still a lot of uncertainty regarding exactly where this system is going to line up, but no matter how we look at it, we keep on coming to the conclusion that we'll see significant rainfall in parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and then southern areas of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Now, this is an area that already saw some decent rainfall earlier in the week. And if we add some more rain on top of them next week, and then we're still looking for more systems behind that, we need to keep that in mind. By the time we get into the end of February, it's going to be looking pretty well wet in these southern areas, especially southern soybean areas, then also where soft red winter wheat is currently in the ground and waiting for the spring to arrive. So we're kind of starting out wet again this spring, at least in the southern areas, and it won't be completely dry to the north either.
Speaking of southern, let's turn our attention to South America. What are conditions on the ground like in Argentina?
Well, Argentina saw rainfall over the last several days. We saw a couple of heavy thunderstorms move through parts of Buenos Aires, Cordoba, and then nearby areas of La Pampa and Santa Fe. That's part of the key corn and soybean growing region, and they did see some decent rainfall earlier in the week. Now, there will be a little more rain over the next couple of days, but the way it looked a couple of days ago, we thought they were going to see a pretty big washout of rainfall this week, and they did see some decent totals, but what ended up happening is that we saw a lot of cloudiness from the initial thunderstorms that formed earlier in the week that stabilized the atmosphere a little bit more than expected, and that's not allowed the new thunderstorms that are developing today to develop into a very big cluster. And so essentially they'll end up with decent rainfall, but maybe not a total washout. And some of these areas had turned pretty dry over the last couple of weeks, but still in the end, they're seeing a little bit of rain. There's a little bit of rain on the horizon over the next couple of days. And we can see that another system will move through in 7 to 10 days from now and bring some additional rain. Now let's just forget about all that for a moment and pretend it didn't rain very much at all. If that were to happen, it doesn't matter all that much because it's going to be so cool over the next week. High is only in the 70s and 80s, which is about 5 to 10 degrees below normal for them. So there's just not a lot of concern in Argentina at the moment.
And in Brazil?
Well, Brazil has been dry through most of the growing season, and they're now harvesting soybeans in the northern areas. And those northern areas are starting to get some pretty big rains. It's rained a lot over the last 5 to 6 days. And it's continuing as we speak today, and that will continue over the next week or so as well. That will slow down soybean harvesting a little bit over the next week. Then it dries out a little bit over the following week. So that will allow soybean harvesting to pick back up. And that will also allow second crop corn planting to resume later on, say about a week to 10 days from now. So all in all, not a whole lot of excitement in Brazil at the moment either.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great chatting.
That, of course, is Mike Tenuri. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.